Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snack Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Welcome back to the Starting Five Podcast on SB Nation Grits to Bear Blues. I am the one, P Shark, aka Mr. 500 Shark, still remaining in these streets, man.
I'm Mr. SMX today, Mr. Shaking My Head. I'm gonna leave it at that because apparently there's a lot that needs to be discussed on today's podcast. So I want us to get through these introductions and we'll go from there.
Yeah, making my return back from vacation from Mexico is Trev. It's a rainy day on Dylan Brooks Island, so it's not much really I can say there. It's a rainy day.
So Florida, my brother.
Not only is it a rainy day, it might be a dry day all around for the Grizzlies. It's really Sheedy reporting live in the paint, kicking down to my man Toop.
Yes, man. Your man, too, aka Tev Shakir, aka embarrassed as hell to be a Grizz fan right now. I know we got a normal format of the show. I want to just go ahead and get my two cents out the way. That's how upset I am. First off, I want to send out a couple apologies. First off, Trevor, apology to you because you just got off on vacation and you had to submit yourself into watching mediocrity that you have to watch over the last week. So apologies to you, brother. Apologies, my man, Sharky. Sharky, you've been Mr. 500 since we started this damn podcast, damn near feels like. And I've been going at you. I've been the Grizz should tank to the Grizz maybe looking like they may be a 6 seed. So, man, I'm in full seed. We got 10 games. We got 9 games left. We above 500 with 1 game left. It's looking like you finna be right. Let me see who else I want to apologize to you, Mr. Schuyler. Hey, you've been calling it as well, brother. You've been calling it as well. and I want to also send an apology to our fans who watch the podcast because I've been getting on you heavy for let's say, you know, to Mr. 2-2, lack of content-wise. That's what it's looking like it's going to be for the rest of the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. So I apologize to y'all because what's going on, Mr. 500? What I saw from the Magic last night, what I saw from the Grizz last night, excuse me, was pathetic. Pathetic. We are 9 games from the playoffs. Go ahead and bring it up. 9 games away from the playoffs. Maybe we may be a 9th seed. Maybe we may be a 10th seed. But those are the games that we are supposed to win. I got a couple. I know I said I'm embarrassed, but the next word I want to use, shout out to my guy Savage for the vocab, is horrific. Coaching, horrific. Let's go last night. What I've been saying on the pod for the last few weeks, JV is a starter. Tillman is a closer. You wait till 7 seconds in the game to recognize that. After JV got an offensive foul call, my guy, come on. Number two, Justice Winslow has been what? Horrific. The same way we shut Josh Jackson down, the same way that we shut Jaren Jackson down, until now, it's the same thing we need to do for Justice Winslow. Let's not say shut him down, but take away some minutes because when he gets on the court, shout out to my guy Justin Timofey for bringing up them stats, he's almost dead to last in efficiency and PER, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing you can say at this point, Joe. The numbers are there. The numbers are there. Justin Winslow, it's horrific. Last but not least, Grizz Twitter, y'all horrific as well, but you know, we ain't got to say about that. I appreciate y'all for letting me get this out because Grizzlies, y'all were horrific. We are 9 games away from what should be us getting into the playoffs. When the hell is Jaren Jackson going to start?
Say it with your chest in.
Look, and I kind of threw off the rotation, you know, just a little bit.
You're fine.
You
know, go ahead. You know,
bro. Y'all got it. I know I didn't give content about the games because whatever, man.
Before we throw it back to Sharky for him to give us the rundown, I really would like for us to recognize how, you know, pissed off that Tukey is because, you know, he brought out the original, the OG Let's Be Real shirt. That's how pissed off he is. Show me the shirt again. He brought the original Let's Be Real shirt.
The OG Let's Be Real shirt.
I had to Let's Be Real, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm one of the people that's in the media that will call out somebody that's been BSing. So I won't want the same for me to be done. And I know when to admit when I'm wrong and apologize. Y'all been right from the jump. I tried.
Two said if we gonna keep it real, let's keep it all the way real. Let's keep it real from years ago. I appreciate the shirt. I'm just glad to see that you still got it too.
Yeah, I still have mine. So hey, we here. Shout out to my alien brother. That's what's up. Go ahead,
Sharpie. Oh man, I miss Josh Jackson, man. I'm just gonna stop.
I'd rather him be in a uniform than Justice Winslow, but that's neither here nor there.
He's actually balling for the Pistons right now.
Oh, is he? Because he actually got a chance to be on the court, right?
Yep. He's been on my fantasy team as well. And unfortunately, Tuke is kicking my ass and is about to go to the championship. So shout out to Tuke.
Yay.
Huh? About to go to the championship game. Yep, third time. But you beat me when it matters. So. To you, you're probably gonna be playing Justin in the championship. So 3-3, 3-D pod versus starting 5 pod for the championship. So go ahead, man. We need you to go ahead and bring your own home to us.
I'm missing my star player. Like no, per usual. James Harden ain't nowhere to be found. Per usual.
Right in the playoffs. But run down. Hey, you know, Grizzlies schedule, we know what they went. They didn't even go 500 this week. They went. West 1-3. They went 25% this week. So 250.
Wow. See with the math, sir. You've been schooling with shit.
Nah, I'm good at math now. I'm engineer. I'm engineering degree major. So.
Yeah.
Math is my specialty.
Quick maths.
Right. I mean, we know what happened. Got their butts kicked against Denver, got their ass kicked against Portland. Be online though, an ugly game. I didn't watch it because NFL draft is on. NFL draft reigns supreme. Watched the game last night in Orlando because the NFL draft had just ended. So decided to go check them out, and they received the ball 20-point lead. And y'all heard Tuke spill on it. But go ahead, Flores, y'all.
I don't even know where to start. The loss to the Nuggets is terrible. I think we all last week predicted at least a win. I think most of us did, if not all of us, thought that that would at least be a W. Jamal Murray was out. We gave up 120 points. That's pretty bad. I kind of predicted that Trail Blazers was lost, so we'll just move on past that one. Sharky, you're right. You know, NFL draft reigns supreme, so I didn't think to care about the Orlando Magic game. I think we all at least predicted that dub, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, on yesterday, you know, I was at Young Chidi's house or whatever, you know, we chilling and we vibing. So I was like, let me check the Grizzlies score. And I think when I checked the score, I think the Grizzlies was up by 10 or 15. I said, okay, cool bet. I don't need to check into this game. You know what I'm saying? It's the Magic, Tuke. It's the Magic, right? And I think somebody said it's the D-League Magic from what
the fourth worst team in the league.
The fourth worst team in the league. So I just said, hey, if they might not win, they might not win by 15, but they'll at least pull out the dub. And I'll be damned if I get on Twitter this morning and they lose to the Magic. And so what I would like to bring up is I said when it started to come to fruition that Justice Winslow was playing, I said, I understand everybody's excited. I understand that people are hyped and, you know, about Justice Winslow, what he could be. But I said from the get-go, give me 50. One, I need to make sure he played 15 games. And then from there, let's see how he plays. Everybody was excited about it. I was like, I don't know, because if he was that good, Miami would have held on to him. I understand he had an injury issue, but if he was that good, Miami would have held on to him. Miami shipped him off as if he was not part of the team ever. So then that happens. And what I don't understand, what pisses me off so much, is coaches have so much data in front of them, yet they choose to ignore it. Why on God's green earth is Justice Winslow getting – actually, let me – Why is Tyus Jones? Why did at one point he stopped getting minutes? That was my issue. I have no idea who told Taylor Jenkins to, you know, pull Tyus Jones out of the game and give his minutes to Justice Winslow. Who on God's green earth told him to do that? Justice Winslow hadn't probably scored more than 10 points since he scored 20 points about two months ago. Who the hell told him to do that? Why in the hell is Triple J not starting? To what you just said earlier. Why the hell is he not starting? That I have no idea. I understand that you have, you know, 12, 15 man rosters, but goddamn, you don't have to play everybody on your damn roster. I'm sorry for the language, Sharky, and everybody, but this is pretty bad. We are at least predicted 3-1 weeks. I think somebody on the podcast said 4-0. And for us to come out of this, man, I'm a little bit live. But to come out of this week with only one win, it's bad. It's really bad. And
it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. And Taylor Jenkins is what? This is year three for him? Two? He ain't it, dog. Unless, you know, he's getting all this pressure from management to play certain people, to give certain people minutes. Maybe that's the issue. But I don't understand how Tyus Jones get his minutes taken from how he got his minutes taken, how Triple J isn't starting it. Triple J, in my honest opinion, should have been starting from the get-go. From the game one, if not game one, then maybe game two, he should have been started. Because he's that good, and you set him out for damn near a whole year. Let the man play. That's my rant. I'm done. Y'all can have it.
People of GBB and those fellow fans of the starting five, I'm apologizing too that I had to subject myself to this coming back from Mexico. I had a great time in Mexico and everything. But if you guys don't see, my name on here is Turn Your Attention to the Front Office. And there's a quote I read earlier before we started the show that I think applies to the Grizzlies right now. It says, "Kings aren't born. They're made through universal hallucination." And when Rich Cho and Kleiman was brought in and all of these moves were made on, you know, that worked out in the Grizzlies' favor, we were so quick to crown Kleiman as King Kleiman. But everybody knows the classic Dark Knight quote, "You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become a villain." And everything that has transpired for the Grizzlies within this recent stretch has been nothing but the front office, like, trying to accumulate data. We once again find ourselves in that battle between analytics versus actual basketball. And you can see that it's not only has taken its toll on the team, it's taken its toll on Taylor Jenkins. I hate that Taylor Jenkins may have to be the scapegoat here along with Justice Winslow. I was one of the guys that was high on Justice Winslow, but it's clearly, clearly evident that Justice Winslow is not it. And the fact that the front office is still continuing to give this guy minutes when clearer should they, he should be parked on the end of the bench and not even looked at. Like, as a matter of fact, don't even dress him out. Just tell him you can just show up. Don't even put a uniform on at this point. It's just mind-boggling. I'm not going to talk about the Denver game. While it was ugly, it's Denver at this point in the season, they're getting ready for the playoffs. So that's just playoff team.
Go back to that statement. That's the
problem. Getting ready for the playoffs. Yeah, that's the problem. I'm gonna get to that point in just a minute. Just let me finish. The Trailblazers game, we wouldn't be in Portland three games in a row. That's That's just evident. And then after the second one, when you everybody was talking trash, you knew you eventually was going to wake up Dame and CJ. So that's dead on that. You would think you would close out the week at 500 by winning the home and home against Orlando. You would think. So I didn't watch the first game because I was catching up on stuff that I missed when I was in Mexico. I had, I was watching the Mortal Kombat movie and catching up on shows I missed due to being in Mexico. Shot terribly, but we still ended up winning the game by 17. So I was like, okay, that's cool. Decided to do the same thing because I tuned into the game right around when Skylar and Sheedy was. They was up by 10 to 15. It was like, okay, they may not win it by that much, but at least they have enough talent as a playoff team, a team that we know is a definite playoff team. They should be able to close this game. And as we all saw this morning, for those that didn't see, Cole Anthony hit that game winner. And yeah, that's the rest is history. But back to my point on the front office, we shouldn't have brought 3J back at this point in the season because I feel they're bringing him back at this point hurt the Grizzlies' momentum. Because now, at this point in time, you're in the home stretch of the season. As a playoff team, you have to get ready for the playoffs. And you have to have your rotations together. You have to play with some form of consistency to at least let the rest of the league know, like, hey, we're here. Let's go for it. Like, this team is too talented to be constantly in a situation where we're constantly like, well, everything's on the up and up. They're a young team. Like, no. I go back to my old previous team, the Oklahoma City Thunder. When they first got on, when they started winning some games, guess what they eventually did? They went for it in 2010, and they made the playoffs as an 8 seed. And you saw what eventually happened with their ascension. So I'm not sure, like, what's going on with Memphis right now. I think it's the front office just trying – they're thinking too much, and they're not allowing Taylor Jenkins to coach. And if this doesn't get solved soon, Memphis is going to find themselves on the outside looking in because, let's be honest, in a game for the playoffs, are we confident that we're going to beat Portland to secure the seventh spot? And even if we lose, are we confident that we're going to beat the Warriors with Steph Curry to even save the season at this point? Like, we really have to start looking at that at this point. So my rant's over, man. So, Chidi, take it over.
You didn't want to talk about that Nuggets game? We got to talk about that Nuggets game. That was embarrassing because we just got embarrassed by them. And to your point that you made, which is right on point, they are getting ready for the playoffs without one of their star players. We are adding a star player, and we're not looking like we're ready to go into the playoffs. MPJ had 31 in what, 7? Joker had 21 and like 15. Who was playing defense? Yeah, Ja scored 27, but a lot of that was garbage. The next player had 10 points off the bench. Yo, where's this help? What, like, how do we get outcoached again by the same team we had just been losing to? That's down another star. Don't understand. We talked about, you guys have talked about Justice Winslow. So let's just be honest here. Miami won the trade. We kind of said that Miami and Grizzlies both kind of won the trade because we weren't sure what we were going to get totally out of Justice. We've seen enough of Justice. Miami won the trade. Jay Crowder, to me, outperformed Justice Winslow up until this point. I don't care about old man Solomon Hill, and we don't care about Iggy. Who cares? But to me, Justice Winslow, I just wrote this down. Justice Winslow, to me, is Michael Beasley 2.0. He is talented enough. He's left-handed as well to do something, but continuously on even on other teams, makes a little bit of a touch, but then is absolutely done after that. Go ahead, and I'll keep going. Go ahead.
That's disrespectful to Michael Beasley. At least Michael Beasley was a walking bucket.
I mean, that's very true. But I just thought left-handed Miami Heat compared to.
that's a little disrespectful to Michael Beasley there.
So. Yeah, you tried that one.
I'd rather have Michael Beasley than Justice Winslow right now. So
Well, I mean, he was available for the Nets last season before he got COVID. So you got to talk. But, and also about the coaching. At what point, again, are we going to become more of a playoff team? At what point are we not going to play 12 to 15 players per game? We all know how the playoffs go. 7, 8 man, maybe a 9 man rotation at best. But we can't seem to figure out who is it going to be that 8 or 9. I was always on the fence about bringing Triple J back. And Skyler, to your point, should he came back and start game one? Maybe not game one or game two, but definitely developed at to this point, yes, to be a starter. If we're saying that our future is with Triple J and that he can come back and he can make a difference, then at some point, yes, he does need to be a starter. And it should have already happened by now, especially if we're going to be contending for the playoffs. I'm going to hold off all my playoff talk because I know we got a little section for that. So I got plenty to say there. But this week was absolutely disgusting. The D League, G League, the F League Magic that we lost to back to back. And we almost could have lost that the first game against the Magic, how terrible we were shooting. They just happened to shoot even worse than we did. Or else that game is another wash and we're 0-4 for the week. So to me, the most embarrassing game besides the Magic is the Nuggets. I'll save my problems for when we talk about the playoffs here in a moment.
Playoffs? Nah, for real though. the Pelicans are 3.5 games back. I still, I mean, if we go 36-36, the Pelicans already have 35 losses. So, be honest with you, I think we're finishing top 10. But who knows? We can go 0-9 and shock the world and do some mess like that. But go back to the Denver game. A lot of people want to say 3 games in 4 nights. Yeah, high altitude, sure. They're tired, sure. They're a bunch of 20-year-olds, man. Okay, I'm not here. I'm not trying to hear this whole tired thing. They had everybody back for the game. Yeah, I'm not trying to hear that. Portland expected, but the way they lost was embarrassing. Ja Morant talked about some, hey, we need all 32, 50 fans in the stands that can get there. Ain't nobody coming to see that. This is Memphis, bro. You're going to learn it the hard way. We don't support that. what their record is at home now, 14-17? No, dog. Y'all need to play better at home. You want all fans to show up. I'm just letting you know that now, bro. Taylor Jenkins, man. Coaches, I hate coaches that have to be puppets, but you're just going to have to say forget the front. Well, I can say forget the front office, but you got to find a medium ground between this. He's still a young coach. So I know he ain't like the established coach. He's going to say, if this, I'm going to play who I want to play. But you got to voice
you gotta
up.
Push back.
Like,
yeah. You got to push back at some point.
Right.
Jenkins. You got to push back.
Because what they going to do, they going to fire you for winning?
Right.
I don't remember last time anybody got fired for winning.
Yeah, if they do that.
Mark Jackson.
He meant to say non-black coaches that got fired. That's
But yeah, man, that's what I got. That Mr. 5-1 the Shark reigns supreme. I'm gonna go to the playoff standings. Like I said, top 10 looking likely. They finished 36-36, like I predict. New Orleans already have 35 losses. Unless New Orleans go on like a 9-1 run, which they haven't done all season, nah, they ain't catching up. So we finished the top 10 for sure. It's just whether we're going to actually win the game and play in, or we're gonna bow out and play in once again and say we're still young and collecting data and go to the offseason and do what we do. So what are y'all thoughts for these last 9 games and this whole playoff standings where we finish?
For the lack of – if anybody's going to not give us enough content today, it'll be me. We got how many games left?
9.
5-4. I don't even care who the 5 against, but we going 5-4.
Look, I've already apologized to the listeners for the 500 ball, like for the lack of content. It's cool. And they know what's up because that's what the product that we have to give our content on is giving us. Do your thing, bro. Be great. Yeah, you've been doing that all season. So far, yeah. So good. Don't stop now.
Sharky, I'm jumping aboard this bandwagon with you for this 36-36. Five of the last nine are at home. We're 14-17 at home. These five games at home are against teams that normally either give us trouble or have the capability to beat us. So until I see different, this is definitely gonna be 36-36. Not even a question. No questions asked. It may even be below because you got the last game of the season against the Golden State Warriors, who, if they even get on some kind of a run, they could be playing possibly for eighth or even seventh. So until I see otherwise, I'm looking at 36-36 or even 35-37, possibly.
The sad part about that is, Trevor, the Grizzlies, when they play well, in my opinion, are head and shoulders better than the Golden State Warriors.
Yes, I agree.
When they play well and they play like they how they want to play, they're head and shoulders above Golden State. They should not be this close to Golden State. They should not be. But here we are, you know, mediocre basketball and, you know, having Taylor Jenkins play certain people above everybody else. Here you are, 32-31. We should not be in this predicament at all. We shouldn't be.
So we worried now about the teams behind the Grizzlies, Skyler?
It ain't the Pelicans and the Kings, I'll tell you that much.
I agree, it's not. Listen, and I said I wanted to reserve my comments for this time for the playoffs. Our best chance in the playoff scenario, because we're definitely going to land, I agree, between the 7 and 10 range, is either 8 or 10. 7 or 9 is not good. Why is 7 or 9 not good? Because those are the teams that get to host the first game.
Yep.
So it ain't going to work out well for us at 7 or 9. We're hoping that we actually stay the eighth seed. But ladies and gentlemen, it's something that Trailblazers water that we drink that ain't well, because we leave Carmelo Anthony open for three. CJ has a hell of a game always, and Dame always finds a way to maybe score 25 plus against us. And I definitely don't want to see that team. I hope that's not the team we have to face. I'm actually hoping that the Mavericks lose some steam and we play them. I actually rather play the Mavericks out of these three teams that are like possible seven seed, Mavericks, Lakers, and Blazers. I would rather the Mavericks of all of those teams in a one game scenario. Definitely don't want to see LeBron and AD in a one game scenario. And we've seen what the Blazers can do to us even last season. I know it's a new season this season, but we're not doing too well. So that's what I would hope. If we slide to the 10th seed, that means we have to win the first game. Who knows who that is against? And then we'd have to win again, I believe, on the road as well. Or we get the home seed, I think, when that plays, girl, which doesn't bode well for us. We're not going to get a lot of fans in for that. But it's looking abysmal because, to you guys' point, of the 9 games we have left, we also thought we were going to beat the Magic twice. So yeah, I would love to say 5-4. I would love to say 4-5. I now need to look at every game by game, because to everyone's point, 15 points up against the Magic, and then all of a sudden we lose by one. It's just not cutting it. So that's where I stand. Again, 8 or 10 is our best scenario for me.
Off topic, but, man, you got a feel for the Jazz and Suns to work that hard, get the top two seeds, and you might have to play the Lakers in the first round. I mean –
that's life for you.
But Chris is home game on trust. So like she just said, 7-9, I don't trust that. I actually did predict us to lose to Orlando. I thought we'd be at home because we don't win at home. We did the opposite and blew 24 lead on the road. On the road, we blow leads. We are good on the road, but we are going to blow leads. It's happened, what, 3 times over the last 2 weeks? Really, 4 times. The Blazers just happened. The Blazers just didn't finish y'all last Sunday. It's just going forward. Let's go ahead and go. Get ain't no Grizz of the Week this week, man. We're going to just go ahead and go to the –
I got one quick Grizz of the Week. I think it should be Tyus Jones because he ain't went off on nobody. I'm taking his minutes. That's my Grizz of the Week is Tyus Jones.
You know, if I was Tyus, I would have won.
Mine's, believe it or not, is Dylan, because he called out the team in the media after the loss to the Magic. That'll be my only grid. That's my only reason Dylan's Grizz of the Week. My only reason, because he called the team.
Can we get some love to the Waterboy?
the movie or the actual Waterboy on the scene?
It's a Waterboy.
It was like Adam Waterman. I was like, Adam Sandler.
No, the Waterboy, the gateway people.
Okay.
But keeping them hydrated, like they need some love. Let's give them some love. They might be
okay. Okay.
But they still too tired to play in some games, like in Denver it's Monday night. So
I can see
ain't water hydration, not dehydration. Stay hydrated.
I can ride with it.
They need Gatorade, man. Gatorade. Water sucks.
Well, since we're getting
they need Mike's secret stuff. That's what they need.
That's what they really need. That's what they really, really need for real. Cheating.
I guess since we have a Grizz out of the week, I want to give my Grizz out to the week to the people that selected us not to have national TV games last week, so we didn't embarrass ourselves on national television.
Yeah,
shout out to you, because I'm tired of people complaining about, man, we ain't got enough national exposure, man. That's the reason why.
Even in the game we won, it was terrible.
Yeah,
so, nice.
And the last time we were on national TV, we had a double digit lead against the Mavs, and Luka happened. So.
No, that should get consistent. Consistency is key, and that's what this team is. It's consistently 500. And this week goes into another 500 week for myself. Play Coach Savage in the Knicks Monday. We play against Minnesota, who just beat Golden State last week. And we have been playing well lately. Although they are a bottom team, they have been playing well. Play Detroit Thursday and Toronto on Saturday. Give me 2-2. We not beating the Knicks. Two of the other three. I ain't even name them.
You can go on to Trevor if you want to. You already know what I'm about to say. We going 2-2. I don't even care who the two. To be honest, they really should go 4-0 with their schedule. To be completely honest, they should go 4-0. But we all know that the story. We've all read the story several times. They going 2-2, and I don't care or know who the two wins or two losses are coming against.
I really hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. I'm going 0-4, man. I am going 0-4. And here's why. I just don't see – we don't play well at home against the Knicks. We saw what happened in the last game. For some reason with this Minnesota and Detroit game, I think we get big games from someone that's just, like, out of the ordinary. I think Anthony Edwards goes for like 30 against us in the Minnesota game. Detroit, that's the Josh Jackson game, because I think he has that game circled on the schedule. And then Toronto, for some reason, we just don't show up. So I would love to be wrong, Grizz Nation. Prove me wrong. And I will gladly come on this podcast next week and apologize. But until I see it, I'm going 0-4. I'm sorry. Prove me wrong, Grizz. Prove me wrong.
Yeah, and I really hope that we do prove you wrong, because 0-4 really means we definitely going to be a 10th seed at best. And that's definitely not where we want to be to start the playoffs. I am going to get on the streak of the 2-2, 500, but I'm also going to stay on my streak of streaking. I think we lose again to the Knicks. That's two straight. I think we win two straight against Minnesota and Detroit. And then we fall off to the Raptors. Why did we fall off to the Raptors? I really don't have a reason I can think of like right now, because they are in a playoff push, but not really. And they were playing to our talent. But, 2-2, but we're not beating the Knicks. Julius Randle and the Knicks, it ain't happening. And hopefully we beat the Timberwolves. If not, then we really got a problem. Go ahead, Shark. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Real quick before Toot goes, to piggyback off your point about streaking, cheating, since my birthday on March the 29th, the Grizzlies have 1-1, lost 1, 1-2, lost 2, 1-2, lost 2, 1-1, lost 1, 1-2, lost 2. They've been doing this since March 29th to my birthday, and it's now May the 2nd. So, to your point, some type of streaking is going to happen right now.
That's not nice, Sharky. That was mean.
That's definitely 500 basketball right
You shouldn't there. Be able to pull receipts like that. That was pretty mean.
That is 500 basketball for your butt right there.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tuke, what's up?
I mean, what? I conceded 2-2. I'm gonna take the words of Lito because he's been spot on for forever. It don't matter which suit. They're gonna win and they're gonna lose too. It don't matter. You brought up the stats with the streaking. Okay, cool. Went lose against the Knicks, win the Timberwolves in Detroit, lose the Raptors. I mean, if that's not data for you for Grizz fans, I don't know what the hell it is.
In the words of Anthony saying, take that for data collecting.
The sad part is they could very well beat the Knicks on Monday and turn around and lose to the Timberwolves on Wednesday. That's how bad it's been.
That's why I went on for. That's why I said until I see it, man. Like some form of consistency as far as winning, you have it has to start at some point.
When do we start Jaren Jackson?
Never.
Oh, if you don't start him tomorrow, it's a problem.
June. We start him in June.
Yeah, I say when the season starts again. Whenever season starts again.
So we start again and so we start
October.
Again.
That
was a real maybe on 2K. Maybe we can start him on 2K. Maybe that's about
he started on 2K already, but well, no, nah, real talk. If he doesn't start if he doesn't start in the Knicks game, it's a problem. It's a problem for me.
I guess we'll see.
Yep. All right. That was a fun episode chatting with y'all. Not fun what we talked about, but it's fun with the chat. So follow us on Twitter, Starting Five, number 5, MEM. Follow Grizzly Bear Blues, the SBN Grizzlies. And listen to the other podcasts on the network. The upcoming championship game opponent for 2, Justin Lewis and 3&D Podcast, Core 4 Podcast, and GPP Live. Remember to follow me at @1_PSHark.
I'm @_ScottLito on Twitter. Today on the Starting Five, I'm Mr. Shaking My Head.
Yeah, I'm @TheOtterTrevor. The first letter of each word is capitalized except of because of preposition. Rich Kleiman and Cho are not allowed on Dillon Brooks Island until they prove so they can finally let Taylor Jenkins coach. So Kleiman and Cho are not allowed on Dillon Brooks Island.
Yeah, I also not allowed on Dillon Brooks Island. I'll stay away for a while. But shout out to It's Really Shitty. I just gave myself a shout out for streaking with the Grizz. And I hope at some way we start streaking better.
Yes, sir. It's your guy, man. Tev Shakir. Salute to y'all for listening. One more sorry if y'all don't mind before we leave. Sorry to Joe for calling me out on Twitter because I love when people do that. So I got facts to back it up. Analytics take 10 games, right, to realize who, you know, what kind of players what we got, right? Justice Winslow has averaged 4.9 points per game, 3 rebounds, averaging 33% from field goal and 14% from 3.
I wish I could play Yo Gotti without copyright. I'm sorry.
If you listen to that, go listen to it right now on any streaming platform, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yo, we definitely back in our Grizzlies, so. So next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz.